This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho is getting an almost $3.5 million federal grant to improve early childhood education. The preschool development grant gives the Idaho AEYC the ability to look at the existing programs and see how effective they are and if there's room for improvement. Executive Director of Idaho's Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Okay, so first off, for people who might not be familiar, just quickly explain what Idaho AEYC is.
So Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, we are Idaho's lead voice in early childhood education. So we do a lot of advocacy work for investments at the local, state, and federal level for early childhood. And we also do a lot of program work. We're helping to build preschools with local communities. We're doing a lot of work with childcare with our Idaho STARS project. And we're also doing parent workshops with our Ready for Kindergarten workshop program as well.
So you've just been given this federal grant in the last few weeks. It's $3.3 million. Tell us exactly what it is, because a lot of people might think, oh, great, we're going to see more preschools happening. Yeah.
Sure. Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here. So the preschool development grant is a federal grant, and over the years, it has kind of shifted gears. We have, under the Obama administration, the preschool development grant was designed for states to develop or expand preschool programs in their state. Idaho has never applied for any of those grants under the Trump administration. The focus of the grant shifted gears a little bit in that now this grant is designed for states to analyze existing programs serving children birth to 5 years old. So this could be infant toddler program, this could be home visiting, childcare, Head Start, preschool, any programs that are really impacting children birth to five. So this is going to allow us to analyze current programs, look at ways that we can coordinate existing programs. We'll be doing a needs assessment. We'll be doing a strategic plan. That's really the gist of what this grant is. So we'll see after we get the research and do all the analysis of what we have, where are the gaps? Where are we not currently able to serve young children? And see and develop a strategic plan to be able to see what we need to do to move forward as a state.
So Governor Little gave you the green light to be able to apply for the grant.
Uh-huh.
So you applied for it. You got it. Do you get do you have the money in hand right now and you can start doing this research, or how does this roll out?
So it was a very quick timeline. It was a very quick timeline. And like I said, we've never as a state applied. It just wasn't the right time for Idaho to apply for a preschool development grant. We're thankful that Governor Little did give us the green light to apply. And so a couple of unique things happening with this grant is it's the first time Idaho has ever applied for the grant. And then in addition to that, it's the typically these grants will go to a state agency. They will go to the Department of Health and Welfare. They'll go to Department of Ed. A lot of states have departments of early learning, and so it just makes sense to go to a state agency. We don't have that. So as we were talking with the governor's office about the possibility of applying for this grant, we also asked that it come to a nonprofit such as Idaho AEYC, because it gives us a lot more flexibility to maneuver the steps and the activities through the grant. And so the governor designated, at the end of the day, the governor designated Idaho AEYC as the lead agency for this grant. It's very, very rare. I can only think of one other state in the country that it went to a nonprofit. So, but we did that because it's such a tight timeline. We applied in November. We got word third week in December that we were awarded this grant. The grant actually went into place January 1st, 2020.
Holy cow.
And we have until December 31st to do all of the activities within the grant, which I'm happy to talk about what all those activities are.
Yeah, tell us about that and what that will look like.
Sure. So there are five activities within the grant, the first one being a needs assessment. So that will be we will be looking at what are the programs that exist, how are they funded, What are some outcomes? Where are the children now, birth to 5 years old? And we'll be able to take all of that research and develop a strategic plan. So those are the first two activities. After that, there's other activities, more program work that we'll be doing around early childhood. One is around parental choice and knowledge. So we'll be doing some program activities. For instance, we're going to be partnering with Idaho Public Television and some work that they're doing around educating parents around choices available for early childhood and what that look and how to find early childhood programs, whatever that might look like. And then the fourth activity is sharing best practices. So again, looking at existing programs, what's working, what's not working, and be able to share best practices. And then the final activity that we will be doing in late November, December will be really improve the quality of programs. So we'll be looking at how do we look at existing programs and improve the quality. But again, all of this is setting up to do the research that we don't have. We've never had the ability to do this deep dive to really find out from a systems perspective, what do we have, what do we not have, and how do we effectively as a state move forward?
I mean, many antidotes out there, right? Mm-hmm. Like anecdotal stories about this works, that doesn't work, but it's not the same as having actual research in hand.
Sure.
So the fact that you're going to be able to just have research, what then happens once you have gotten all of this information? What do you do next? Because the grant's for a year, correct?
So this grant was available last year. And last year, 44 states applied and 44 states got funding. The round two of this grant is an implementation grant. I certainly don't want to get too far down the road because, again, it requires the governor to approve the application for this grant. We don't know for sure if a round two will be available. But our hope is that there will be a round two next year, and that will be an implementation grant. So based on our research and the findings that we get from the strategic plan and the needs assessment, round two is designed to actually implement some of those things, like fill in some of the gaps that we might find.
What do you have concerns when it comes to making sure you get all of the research from all over the state? And the reason that I ask that is we know that living in the Treasure Valley is incredibly different than if you live, you know, in eastern Idaho or north Idaho. There are many more rural pockets. It looks different.
Sure.
So how are you going to gather all of that information? And then how do you not even the implementation process, but how do you then say, okay, well, what works here may not work there?
So one of the criteria for this grant is really to target our rural communities because it's really important that we're looking at statewide. And, you know, Idaho is such a diverse state when it comes to that. And so we'll be looking and doing deep dives into all of those communities throughout the state. And also it's designed specifically to look at the programs and how do they impact school readiness and early literacy? And so that is one of the reasons that the governor was really interested in looking at this data to see how can we, outside of just developing preschool, which we will continue to advocate for in Idaho, but what are some other options and possibilities for families to participate in that we need as a state to really impact school readiness and early literacy in Idaho?
And that's such a good point, because when we look at even our rural parts of the state, there, even an elementary school can be miles and miles away, let alone, well, let's put a preschool in where we might only have a handful of kids. I mean, that may not be the best option.
Sure. We have to have a variety of programs in a mixed delivery system, utilize our child care program, utilize private and public preschool programs, utilize home visiting programs. We have to really look at how are we best utilizing these existing programs to best serve communities and families and children in those areas.
And ultimately, what does this mean for our kiddos? Because at the end of the day, that is what matters.
Well, you know, we hear a lot about K-12 education. You know, one of the governor's initiatives is early literacy. And what does that look like in K-12? We feel like the more that the children can be prepared that very first day on kindergarten, we are really going to solve a lot of issues that we see in K-12.
And you have a big task ahead of you get all this done.
It's a little overwhelming, but it's great. We've got amazing partners that we're working with. We certainly are not doing this alone. While we're the lead agency, we will be partnering with a variety of different programs and organizations across the state.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this, because I think when the news hit, everyone thought, oh, we're just going to see more preschools. And it's really that research that can make a big difference.
Sure.
Yeah. We've been talking with Beth Oppenheimer. She is the executive director with Idaho AEYC, talking about the Preschool Development Grant. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. We'll